Paul goes on to say in verse 13, this testimony is true. Wherefore, rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith. Paul says, you're going to have to be a little more strict with them than you are with others. Because of, he says, of their background, of their very nature. And he says he was to rebuke them, that they'd be sound in the faith and not giving heed to Jewish fables. Now, I believe that that's more than legalism. You see, there grew up around the Mosaic law a great deal of writing. The Talmud is one. And there's some weird tales. And a lot of these Jewish writings, by the way, I've not read very much in that line because, frankly, it's never interested me too much. But I have read some, and you can read some pretty wild tales there. Now, Paul says, don't give heed to these fables that are being told and commandments of men. You remember the Lord Jesus rebuked the religious rulers for adding tradition to God's law. And that, I think, is what now Paul is talking about here. And commandments of men that turn from the truth. You see, all this teaching today of legalism, and it's in two different phases. One is that you're saved by the law, and the other is that you're to live by the law. And both of those teachings, may I say to you, and say it kindly, is as dangerous as any teaching can be. We're saved by the grace of God, and we're called to a higher plane than just the Ten Commandments. Actually, God gave the Ten Commandments to a nation. And I think it should be the law of the world today. When God says, thou shalt not kill, that is for whether you're Christian or not. That's for the whole world. And you shall not bear false witness. That's for the world. But we're saved by the grace of God and called to live on a much higher plane. Now he says in verse 15, under the pure, all things are pure. But unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled. Now, this is the verse that a great many of these folk that say very opposite, that we're saved by grace and it doesn't make any difference how we live, and that if we're saved and pure, we can live any way. And there have always been certain cults that have developed that. The leaders have said, well, we live in sin, but they don't call it sin. For us, it's not sin. We're permitted to do this because under the pure, all things are pure. Now, may I say to you that what Paul is talking about here hasn't anything to do, I think, with morals at all. He's talking about this matter of legalism and the eating of meats. You see that a great many people go off on diet, and generally a cult always comes up with a very unusual diet. And what we have here is under the pure, all things are pure. Paul says whether you eat meat or whether you don't eat meat, it make no difference. What difference does it make? The thing of it is that all food is clean. Under the pure, all things are pure. If you want to eat rattlesnake meat, that's your business. And it's my business, too, not to eat it if I can keep from it. But the point is, nothing wrong if you want to eat it. And that would apply to any kind of meat. Under the pure, all things are pure. But if you're unbelieving, what difference does it make what you eat? You can eat vegetables, and you can eat carrots till you grow ears like a jackrabbit. But my friend, if you're not converted and you're not right with God on the inside, well, nothing's going to be pure. The Lord Jesus made that clear again. It's not the thing that goes into a man that defiles him. It's what comes out of the man. Now, Paul is developing that here. Now, verse 16, he says, they profess that they know God, but in works they deny him. And, you know, there are a great many believers today, very frankly, that can deny God and do deny God by the lives that they live. And they deny the Word of God. Now, it's one thing. I knew a man that he was an officer in the church. He carried the biggest Bible I think I've ever seen. When he put it under his arm, he came in leaning over on that side. Always thought someday he's going to trip and fall over on that side because he was rather top heavy in that direction. He carried a great big Bible, and he was very pious. And everybody around him believed that he was pious. But I want to tell you, outside, he had a reputation. And there are a great many folk didn't believe that the man was really honest. Now, you see, he may carry a big Bible, but he doesn't really believe it. You see, you can deny the Bible by the life that you live. They profess that they know God, but in works, they deny him. And you can deny God by the life you live, being abominable and disobedient and unto every good work reprobate. Now, that means that they're reprobate unto every good work. I would say this is a tremendous passage of Scripture. And by the way, it's very practical, is it not? It fits right down where we live today. You see, ceremonies and rituals cannot change the evil heart of man. Only the Word of God can change a human heart. And when the heart is changed, it's going to be revealed in the man's life. In other words, Paul is saying here, same thing James said, and Paul and James were never in disagreement. Faith without works, it's dead. Saving faith, it produces something. And faith, as Calvin said, faith alone saves, but the faith that saves is not alone.